In this podcast episode, I'm going to explain the step number one, define the focus for your search, of the 7-step method, Fastlane to the Perfect Job, I have developed to maximize the success of my coaching clients. If you haven't watched my last episode yet, in which I gave an overview of the whole approach, I recommend watching that episode first before coming back to this one. Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Michael Kaiser, I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. Many job seekers never define a proper focus for their job search because they are not aware of how important it is. Others fail to define it sufficiently. As a result, countless hours are wasted chasing vacancies that those job seekers have no chance of ever being considered to be suitable candidates for. Many job seekers believe that they will be regarded as great candidates if they have the necessary knowledge, skills, and experience to do the job successfully. However, that is not the case, but a common misconception. While having the core competence is certainly necessary, the core competence alone doesn't suffice as an argument because other candidates have it just alike. In fact, the choice of whose job application to go forward with is based on the profile of personal characteristics beyond the core competence that fits the demands of the open position best. It is often the small differences compared to the other, also suitable candidates that decide on acceptance or rejection. So your main interests, knowledge, skills, and experience lay the foundation, but only the unique combination of all your qualities is decisive for being an ideal candidate. Therefore, if you do not pay enough attention to the small but unique advantages your current profile of professional skills and experiences has to offer, you risk constant defeat in your job search, even if you are perfectly qualified. Define a clear focus for your job search to avoid that. How do you do that? That's easy. All you have to do is analyze your knowledge, skills, and experience and identify the most important relevant special features, large and small, that are likely to distinguish your profile from others beyond the required core competence. The combined outcome will tell you what specific type of openings you should look out for. So, just searching for open positions for logistics clerks lacks the necessary focus, for example. Let's give it a clear focus. Based on an imaginary personal profile, a clear focus might combine the work in the logistics industry in general with a certain aspects of Eastern European business, the specifics of food storage, and advanced warehouse software skills in particular. With a clear focus in mind, you can specifically search and apply for open positions where your unique profile will stand out from the other applications. Of course, not only your application documents, but also any other communication with the hiring company must later consistently focus on those highlights that make the difference. By the way, you can pursue different types of jobs at the same time. That is not a problem at all, but in such a case, you need to define a specific focus for each of them separately and tailor your application strategies and materials accordingly. Following this approach will not only save you a lot of time by significantly reducing the number of unsuccessful applications, it also increases your chances of getting approached with good job offers more frequently because the offers correspond better with your experience and interests. If you would like me to help you with your job search in person as a professional career coach, I'll be very happy to support you. If this is of interest to you, go to my website and click on the big button to apply for a free orientation call with me. In this call, we will analyze your current situation and needs in detail, and you will also find out how I can help you best to reach your goals fast. There is also our LinkedIn group for managers and specialists on the way to their dream job abroad, where you can network with others on this wonderful journey and receive further tips and tricks on the matter several times a week. If you're not a member yet, we hope to welcome you today. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast channel yet, Now is the perfect time to do so. Make sure to also activate the bell in order not to miss out on any new episodes in the future. I'd appreciate it a lot if you leave me a like, as this helps others to discover this channel as well. And please leave me a comment with your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for future episodes. That's it for today. As always, I wish you the very best for your job search abroad, and I'll be back here very soon.